Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Welcome back to day 3 of our Countdown to Black Friday series. Thank you guys who've been tuning in and rocking with me. I appreciate it. I feel the love. Like, y'all make me grin, and I really appreciate it. But you know, this week has all been about wellness for you. And today we're going to tackle a big one: setting realistic expectations for the holidays. This is something so many of us struggle with, but if we can start letting go of the perfection and focus on what truly matters, the season can become a lot more meaningful. I know I talk a lot about Christmas because y'all know I love Christmas. Thanksgiving, it's like, okay, but Christmas is my thing. Like, I'm already planning to put my tree up. But you can use the same methods for Thanksgiving. Okay? Because oftentimes you try to make everything perfect. You plan out every detail, the gifts, the meals, the family gatherings, whose house are we going to, where are we going after? Like, you plan your whole day out for Thanksgiving. You know what? Let's talk about Thanksgiving today, because I know that's what's coming up, and let me rock with y'all right, but with it, right? You want everything to look just right to create this great day for you and your kids. You want to make sure that y'all have the outfits. We have places we're going. If you're traveling, have safe travels. But you're trying to juggle that as well. Traveling is a lot, you know, especially with little ones. But somewhere in the middle of it all, sometimes reality hits and you're like, whoa, like, it's not working out like I thought. Despite all the planning, the kids are exhausted from the packed schedule. Because, you know, they schedule thrown off if you're going to see other people or all the things, right? The meals didn't come out as the way you wanted. I know sometimes we tend to get distracted, you know, and things get a little bit overcooked. And you feel like this time is flying and you're trying to manage your expectations during the season because you're like, what is going on? And you're asking yourself, what am I doing this for? All this energy spent on perfection was actually robbing me of the joy I wanted to create. You're thinking, like, I was so focused on everything going exactly as planned that I forgot to leave room for things to just be. It makes you realize that while you had good intentions, your expectations were way too high. It was costing you a lot of the moments, right, that mattered. Now, I think many of us have been there. I know, I'm raising my hand. I've been there, caught up in wanting to create that perfect holiday. It's natural to want things to go well. Every holiday, we want things to go well, right? Especially with our families, you want to create those memories. But here's one thing. Setting unrealistic expectations can easily become a trap. The pressure to meet those expectations can lead to feeling of frustration, disappointment, even resentment when things don't go exactly as we envision. And the truth is, the holidays don't have to be perfect to be beautiful. Sometimes the best memories are made in the little imperfections, like when the cookies don't turn out as planned, or when we decide to have a spontaneous family movie night instead of a big grand event, right? Those moments of joy, laughter, and connection don't come from perfection. They come from presence, from being where your feet are. So here's my encouragement for you. Start shifting from perfection to what matters most. Think about the things that genuinely bring you and your family joy. Maybe it's quiet mornings with hot chocolate, a family game night, or decorating cookies together. Whatever it is, let those things be the heart of your holiday season. Here's a little exercise I recommend you to do. Take a few minutes today to write down 3 things that are really important to you this holiday season. 3 things that would make it feel meaningful for you and your family. Those are your non-negotiables that we talked about. The things you want to make room for. Once you have those, ask yourself, what am I doing that doesn't really align with these priorities? Are there things on your list that add more stress than joy? If so, might be time to let them go, or at least put less pressure on them. In my Nurturing the Mama membership, we spend a lot of time talking about setting manageable goals and expectations, not just for the holidays, but for every area of your life. We all know life can feel overwhelming, and as moms, it's easy to feel like we have to do it all. But imagine if, instead of chasing a perfect holiday, you could focus on a meaningful one. When you let go of unrealistic expectations, you start to make room for moments of peace and joy. You feel more in control because you're not trying to live up to a vision that doesn't truly reflect your values, or the season that you're in. In this membership, I work with moms to create realistic, supportive routines that honor their lives and their values. We focus on simplifying our approach and setting intentions that leave room for what's important. And that's something I want you to do this holiday season. I want you to feel free from those unrealistic pressures that you put on yourself so that you can be present with your loved ones. When you're in a community of moms who are also working on this, it's easier to stay committed to these intentions. Having a supportive space where we can share struggles and wins, cheer each other on, and hold each other accountable can make such a big difference. That's exactly why I create the Nurturing the Mama membership. It's a place where you can come as you are, with no pressure to be perfect. We get it. Being a mom can be a lot, and we're here to help each other through it. Because some days are more humbling than others, and some days are more joyful than others. If the idea of letting go of some of those holiday shoulds resonate with you, I think you'll find a lot of support and encouragement in our community. Together, we work on embracing what matters most, staying joyful, and finding peace even in the midst of busy seasons. When you allow yourself to set realistic expectations, you're giving yourself permission to experience the seasons with less stress and more joy. You're telling yourself that it's okay if things aren't perfect, as long as you're present. This small shift can change the entire way you can experience the holidays. Imagine a season where you feel connected, grounded, and truly able to enjoy the moments with your family. That's the kind of holiday I want for you, and that's exactly what we work towards in the Nurturing Mom membership. Like I said, it's a new membership, but we have so much in store. I know last year I tried something new. I gave myself permission to let go of anything that wasn't adding to my family's happiness. Instead of filling up every weekend, we chose a few things that matter most. We went to the pumpkin patch. We went to the, everything happened so fast. We put the Christmas tree together. We watched holiday movies. We had our matching pajamas, right? Those are the things that mattered most, and we spent time resting. We focused on relaxing and being together, and it turned out to be one of the best holidays we ever had. There was less rushing, less stress, and more of those small, beautiful moments that I've been missing out on. And that's what I want for you, to feel like you can enjoy the season without the weight of unrealistic expectations. If you're ready to embrace realistic expectations this holiday season, you're looking for more support to help you stay grounded and joyful, I have a special Black Friday offer coming up that's designed with you in mind. It's all about making room for the things that matter most and freeing yourself from the pressure to do it all. So keep tuning in this week, because this offer might be exactly what you need to make this season feel balanced and fulfilling. Thank you for joining me today. Tomorrow we'll dive into a game changer for navigating the holidays with ease and joy, building a support network. Trust me, you won't want to miss it. If you found today's episode helpful, remember, make sure you share with a friend who might also need a reminder to let go of perfection in this season. Let's make this holiday season the best one yet. Until next episode. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself, because you deserve it.